And just like that, I did it. I have subverted your consciousness through your curiosity. Made you click a link. Maybe you got it from a friend. Maybe you got a message from the universe written in chalk on the street. Maybe you were getting on a train. I don't know, but here you are. You let me in to infect your mind with my thoughts, my perspective. You allowed that to happen. Pretty intimate. Your consciousness really is the only thing in this world that's truly yours. The thoughts inside your head, the ideas, beliefs. Or are they? If you understood your consciousness, you would understand what I'm talking about. Let's look at things a different way. What is the most valuable asset on Earth? Gold, oil, diamonds. Wrong. None of them hold a candle to data. Predictive programming in reality, that is what data is. And you are the data in which they are seeking to collect. Why? Well, if you know anything about physics, engineering, or finance, then you have a pretty good grasp on leverage. That information is an asset. You, the information is an asset that can be leveraged not only for money, but to convince people to buy, eat, drink, and think whatever they want them to, if they have the access to that data. You. It's kind of like herding sheep. If you get enough of them moving in one direction, the rest will follow. How do you prevent yourself from following the sheep? Ah, we've come full circle again to consciousness. Now let me ask you this question again. Your thoughts, ideas, and beliefs inside of your head, your own consciousness. Is it really your own? This is going to be so fun. Once you recognize the game that's being played, you have to make a decision. That is what this podcast is. It's nothing to do with me, only you. It's not a tryout for me as a podcaster, thinker, economist, whatever label you want to put on me. I know what I am. I spent the last 30 years of my life studying complex systems and how they interact. For fun. I took the dismal science economics and I made it my bitch, because that's what I enjoy doing. I also understand compound interest, and I understand my ability to interpret the world around me as compounded over time. I also recognize how hard the journey was to get here, which is why I'm willing to share it, whenever you're ready. There is no right or wrong decision. Let the universe be your guide. Whatever gut instinct you have, go with it. It's not a decision that has to be made today. You can put this down and pick it up in a couple of years. There is nothing wrong with that. But what I can't stand are these phrases that are put out into the world, the universe, that are never challenged. Like money is the root of all evil. No, it is not. Money provides comfort. Comfort prevents growth. Then comes stagnation, followed by rot. It is not money that is inherently evil. It is comfort or stagnation. And these come as a result of the opportunities money provides. I think that it's an important concept to understand. There are many rich people that challenge themselves and grow all the time. Those are the exceptions to the rule. Which is why most people simplify the concept by saying money is the root of all evil. Because most aren't strong enough to resist the temptations of comfort. But some are. Regardless, I'm not one of these rich men that continually challenges himself. Quite the opposite. I want you to listen very carefully to what I have to say, because for some of you, I know this is where our journey will end. I am a poor person. I have no social standing. I rarely get invited to parties, and I have almost no power in society. I don't have a stellar resume. I've been fired from multiple jobs, and never because the office was downsizing. Also, I don't give a flying fuck what anybody thinks about me. Like I said, once you realize the game that's being played, you have to decide for yourself if you're going to play it. I was playing a different game entirely. With all of that being said, I think anyone that wants to understand how the world works may be interested in what I have to say. I didn't just go to one school. I went to five. North Shore Community College, Bentley University, Salem State University, the Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology, and I graduated from Emory University with a degree in economics and a concentration in financial markets. That is a lot of schooling for a poor person. That's a fact. Only, I never let schooling get in the way of my education. Something I learned from Mark Twain. Education is a lifelong process. One of the things I've been able to do with my life is shift from the lower to the upper class seamlessly, and vice versa. I get to see how it all turned out, not only from the kids from community college, but the billionaire neighbors of the Biden family at the prestigious universities. You'd be surprised where I rank everyone on the happiness scale. Or maybe you wouldn't. That is really all that's ever mattered to me, happiness. Once I felt I found it, I had to share it with the world. And the only way I know how to do that is through discussion. Most people don't have gaps on their resume. I do. Most people don't spend hours reflecting on their journey. I do. Most people don't study complex systems and how they interact. Definitely not for fun. And I do. So, you know, I guess I'm not like most people. But God damn it, am I happy. No one has ever asked me how much I have. Presumably because they believe they already know the answer to that question. They've already judged a book by its cover. And maybe that's my fault. Maybe I've been too quiet about it myself. Maybe I should have been more assertive over all the wealth that I've gathered. I have an amazing family. I have two friends that would bury a dead body for me, no questions asked. I have a woman who loves me. I have an undying curiosity, and I have a love and empathy for the world that I don't see reflected nearly as much as I wish. I've spent many hours thinking about time. E equals MC squared. Something I hope to talk about with you often. Once you recognize there is only one time, now, and that time controls both your past and your future, you stop wasting it on things that don't matter. You conquer your emotional response, you change your life, and you start looking for things that will make you happy now. Perhaps I'm wrong. Maybe everybody is already happy. Maybe Netflix is interesting, inflation is under control, and nothing crazy is going to happen in 2024. But we both know that's not the case. Not only do we have eyes, we have wallets. And I don't know about you, but I predict the future. If you can't predict the future, you don't understand the present. And if you don't understand the present, then you don't have your finger on the pulse of society and culture. Everything in your life is downstream of culture. So if you can't predict the future, that sounds like a you problem. Perhaps you should spend 30,000 hours studying complex systems and how they interact. Or your job won't let you take that much time off. Quit. There are only two ways you vote in this country, and this is particularly relevant in a presidential election year. One, money. Two, time. One, stop spending your money with corporations that hate you. They're trying to poison not only your fucking body, but your mind. Two, stop wasting time listening to people that aren't entertaining you, teaching you something, or making you think. If you spend too much of your time in any one of those categories, you will be led by the herd of sheep. So that's what I'm asking from you. Time and money. Start paying for content provided by someone who is at least trying to help you. Not a nameless, faceless corporation. Stop listening to people that are wrong about the world around them. Join us, the intellectual dark web of conversations you're not allowed to have. Talking about the world as it exists, not the shit that they are selling on CNN or Fox News. I believe passionately that happiness is infectious and misery loves company. I cannot stand miserable people, and I'm having a fucking blast. When I was 14 years old, a freshman at St. John's Preparatory School for Young Men, I heard the story of Plato's allegory of a cave. From that day forward, I had a goal. I too wanted to return to the cave after a long journey to enlighten the world. Will I get there? Who the fuck knows? That will be judged long after I'm gone. But I also know the opposite's possible. I could be a Don Quixote in search of my Sancho Panza on the same mission of enlightenment to be judged long after I'm gone. The only thing I can do is enjoy the now. And for now, I'm having a blast. So let's get into the wild stuff. Engage, ask questions. Let me know what it is you want to hear more about. Be that Wall Street, aliens, the military-industrial complex. Join the conversation. Tap into the collective and take back your consciousness. I'm Muggsy, the creator. This is the world according to Muggsy. Let's have a fucking blast.